Potatoes. Potatoes. You say potato, I say not right now. Now's not the time for appetizers, now's the time to save this program.
This week on Friendly Town, the Friendly Town Piss Goblins need a new coach. Normally, you have to understand, normally it's not standard procedure for us to just bring in the city council to get involved with their local football team. But things are tough. Times are tough right now for the Friendly Town Piss Goblins. Three consecutive 0-16 seasons. Boo! I mean, granted, like, the area, like a professional football association, technically went back in and struck them of their victories, you know, retroactively after the incident happened. But we don't talk about the incident. We do not talk about the incident. Okay, you got it? Okay, cool. Cool. Now, we've been examining a bunch of options for figuring out who to hire to coach the Friendly Town Piss Goblins. Which, by the way, those of you guys who haven't been here before, welcome to Friendly Town. You're probably wondering what I'm talking about. No? All right, cool.
No context needed.
Yeah, no context needed. I was worried for a second, but just a second. And then when he said no, he put my mind right at ease. Whew, all right. So as we know, even keeping someone playing Boo, the lovable Friendly Town Piss Goblin, our official mascot, has been very hard. Times are really tough in the sports world here in Friendly Town. So we've decided to come together here at the Friendly Town City Council and figure out a way to solve these coaching woes here on Friendly Town Piss Goblins Need a New Coach. Give it up for yourselves. You know, we thought when we founded our city, you know, technically about a year and a half ago, but the story goes, you know, generations ago. When we founded our city and we decided to name our team the Piss Goblins, we didn't realize people weren't going to take it very seriously. So we decided to go and just have, you know, four consecutive regional football championships. Those were the days, the late 90s, am I right?
Yeah.
The late 90s were such a good time. You know, may or may not have anything to do with the Knoxville Football Association. I think that's what they're called. They had some good years in the late 90s and they try to constantly capture that glory. That's not us. Not here in Friendly Town. We're just trying to win some games. We're just trying to, you know, sell some plush Boo Friendly Town Piss Goblin doll. You know, the cute little Friendly Town Piss Goblin dolls where he's wearing the Friendly Town football uniform. You know, the red cute ones, the sash. Kind of resembles the old New England Patriots uniforms from the 80s. You know, those ones. Really adorable. He's got like the one fang. You know, actually, John, our AV mayor, do you have the image of Boo the Friendly Town Piss Goblin? Just for a little bit of inspiration, I just wanted to show you guys. We wanted to show you guys what we're talking about. We don't want to let this little guy down. We don't want to let Boo the Friendly Town Piss Goblin down. I'm going to vamp for a second while the projector restarts. You think we would learn after this happens literally every week, but...
Epson,
exceed your vision. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to exceed our vision here in Friendly Town. That's that's their slogan. That's the football slogan. Exceed your vision. It's kind of like PlayStation, get in the game. I think that's what their slogan is too. HDMI, that is a good choice.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, see, check it out. There we go. Look at this guy. Friendly Town, Piss Goblin Boo. So our football team is named after him. We're the Friendly Town Piss Goblins. And we've decided, you know, the coach search was not going terribly well. The one coach we picked, you know, when it came out that he was born and raised in Chum Village, people did not take too kindly to that on the Friendly Town Twitter sphere. Oh, no. Yeah, no, we don't want to get messed up in that. And then we tried hiring someone who coached a couple years in Convivialville, but we found out that, you know, the constant cocaine habit, you know, and which can turn into a meth habit, and then he's stealing TVs with an Australian guy like that. He got caught doing that, and that wasn't cool at all. So we decided to try to clean our slate of, you know, former lifetime criminals, drug addicts, drug smugglers, drug traffickers. And what we were left with was nothing. So what we've decided to do is call our mayors to the stage one by one with their suggestions for what we have to coach the Friendly Town Piss Goblins. Now, please join me, Mayor Tyler, welcoming your first presenter for the evening. Not only is he a very serious sports fan, he's also very seriously our bartending mayor. Give it up for Todd Lewis.
All right, so what is a piss goblin? I know that some of you might be asking that question because not very many people were here on our second show when we pitched the whole idea. So, you know when you go to the bathroom and you piss all over the seat and then you leave the bathroom and then you come back and it's magically cleaned? It's because piss goblins snuck into the bathroom and cleaned up all the urine to dot throughout their camps to keep the orcs away because orcs are jerks. Goblins are friendly and mischievous. Orcs are just jerks. So that's what a piss goblin is. The state of our football program is not good. It's like Tyler said, we've been 0-16 for three seasons. We keep having to replace the guy in the Boo the Friendly Town Piss Goblin mascot outfit because he's supposed to dance every time the crowd starts booing to give our players like some confidence. It's like, oh no, they're not booing us. They're cheering for Boo the Friendly Town Piss Goblin. But he's having to dance so much that he's getting heat exhaustion and passing out. So anyway, so I started my search for a coach, and I went old school. Like, really, really old school to long, long ago in a galaxy far, far away. Because I've wasted my life watching two things. The original Star Wars trilogy and Piss Goblins football games. And I love the characters, so let me run them all down and explain each one's pros and cons. All right? I tried to do this in the order they appeared, but it didn't quite play out right. And good guys, then bad guys. Okay, so CP3O. He's fluent in over 7 million forms of communications. His cons are that he's a coward and a drama queen. R2-D2 is cute, spunky, with a good attitude. He's focused, and he gets the job done. His cons are he just makes a bunch of beeps and bloops, and he's bad at communicating. I don't know what he's saying. I don't think anyone else knows what he's saying. I think they're just playing along. You've got Luke Skywalker. He's determined to be the best. He comes from a rough place, and that's relatable. But he's also really whiny and inexperienced. And he routinely ignores sound advice to go impress his friends. Han Solo's resourceful and a great asset and a natural leader. But his cons are he's quick to walk out on an obligation. And we don't want another Kane Liffin. Chewbacca doesn't wear pants. And that makes him more of like mascot material than coaching material. Yoda's wise, and he's good at training. He's got a long history of training people. The cons are, like, I don't want to be ageist, but he's really old. And that wouldn't worry me, but he's just been living in a swamp for the last, like, 20 years, and I can't understand a goddamn thing he says. Princess Leia's a strong pick. She's good at planning. She's good at leadership. She's got a lot of experience. But she always needs help from, like, outside sources to win her battles. Like, she's always losing every time we see her. And then she gets some outside help from, like, the Ewoks or Luke Skywalker or whoever, Lando Calrissian, which brings me to my next pick. Lando Calrissian's a good leader, but he's a hired gun. You know, he's not going to care about the program. He's just going to care about himself. Darth Vader's a ruthless disciplinarian. And his con, which is good, but his cons are that he always fucking loses. Like, every single time. And the Emperor is the same as Vader, except worse. Jabba the Hutt's got the body of a football coach. But, like, if you're just waiting for a sex scandal, like, Jabba's gonna have the sex scandal. It's a bad idea. Boba Fett looks awesome and does nothing. So he's a really good pick, but he also got bested by a blind guy. And, well, temporarily the blind guy. It wasn't like a Daredevil situation. So that brings me to my final pick, which is my pick for who I think should be the next coach, and it's Counselor Deanna Troi from Star Trek The Next Generation. Because she's a telepathic empath, and that's basically coaching cheating. She's going to know if the other team's going to run a trick play. She's going to know if someone's slacking off in practice. She's going to know what's bothering you and be able to talk you through it to make you more productive. And that's why she's my pick. Thanks, everybody.
All right, once again, Star Trek wins out over Star Wars for our next... So right now, she is the front runner. You guys realize that. These are binding contracts that people bring on stage here at the Friendly Town City Council meeting. So hopefully, you know, maybe the next person will have some more insider information for us over who might be available to take over this heated coaching position for the Piss Goblins. Fortunately, we had some international intel. Mayor Riley Bell, who you guys might remember from last week, we were talking about our spam folder. When we were cleaning out our spam folder, he was actually our spam consultant in our Canberra office, our remote Canberra, Australia office. Well, he's actually sent us someone that he thinks might be a really good pick to coach the Piss Goblins. So please give it up for Ricky Kerrigan.
Yeah, g'day. My name's Ricky Kerrigan. I'm going for the position of the coach of the Piss Goblins. Never coached a football team. Never played or even watched an American football game. I'm a rugby man myself, but old mate Riley Bell said I was the only... coach in Friendly Town's budget that's not currently involved in a sex crime, so I'm a rugby man myself. I saw that bloody played open side flanker for the North Sydney Bears for 4 years before I got kicked off on drug charges. I'll try to explain them. Amyl nitrate isn't a performance enhancing drug. Not the way they were thinking about it anyways. Yeah. My missus just told me about a thing called pegging. So she gave me that. Who am I to say no to the mother of my children, you know? I'm sorry, mate. Don't judge me. Don't kink shame me, champ. At the moment I coach, I'm a football coach, I coach the Woonawarra under-14s boys rugby team. I used to live in Tibimbilla in the western suburbs, but I moved to Woonawarra because it's close to Parramatta and Ngunnawalla, which is next to an IKEA. It's also got a better fish and chip shop. Yeah, like I said, don't know about American football, so I might just actually pull up the most recent Piss Goblins game, see what I can learn on my telephone here and have a watch. Hang on. Give me a sec. Yeah, all right. Oh, no, nah, I think I got the wrong video, guys. Oh, shit. Fuck, give me... Yeah, this seems... Yeah, I don't think this is a football game. This just seems to be mostly young African-American men working tirelessly and getting injured for the entertainment of a crowd of tens of thousands of mostly white people for no pay. So I guess this must be like heaps old, hey? Like antebellum period. Didn't even think they had cameras back then. But you know, America's a land of progress, so... Maybe they made a camera. Oh, yeah, it must be from antebellum period, because right next to that video, there's a video that's titled, I fucking hate the Redskins, so. You know, that was so racist back then, hey. Thank God we got over that. It's date stamp 2017, that's cool, all right. Oh, shit, yeah, there's a bit of biff happening, eh? That's bloody rugby talk for fight. A bit of a fight going on, two players having a go. Oh, no, that's the former coach and a 18-year-old boy. Oh, cool. Just screaming his head off at this young kid. Oh, well. Good thing he gets the privilege of going to a public school, eh? Yeah, I don't know. Ex-coach seems a bit angry, you know? But, I understand. I'm an amateur football coach myself. You do it for the fun. You don't do it for the money. You don't get paid a whole bunch. How much does this bloke get paid? Oh, cool. $2.4 million a year. All right. Oh, no. Sorry. That was all the money the athletics department put into sexual assault cases in the past year. He actually gets paid $4.1 million a year. Oh, yeah. Oh, you piss. Goblin's got a big budget, hey? But never watched a football game myself. I've met some of the players, though. You know, there's Jack Kumunyaka. He's pretty good. He's bloody fast, tell you what. He's the run-on back or something, I don't know. A weird name for a position. You should have good rugby names like Scrum Dummy Half and Loose Tight End Number 5 and Ruck, you know? That's a word. Runner back. Don't get it. But we're talking to Jack Fleetwood. That's what we call him. He's bloody fast. Jack Fleetwood. Fleetwood Jack, we call him. Hey? Hey? He's a bit of a tough bloke, but he's got some issues, you know. He has sensitive ears. Can't stand thunderstorms, you know. He's real scared of them. He developed a complex as a child of thunderstorms. He has a problem. He doesn't think the players like him very much. Old Fleetwood Jack doesn't think the players very like him very much until they're on the field, and he has a problem with, you know, girls. He gets real tragic about girls, you know, scared of thunder. Doesn't think the other players like him. And old Fleetwood Jack, he also fucking hell, has a problem, with what girls. It gets real tragic about him, and I just tell him, wait, Tyler, fucking, it's been building up. So I just tell him, mate, Jack, thunder only happens when it rains. Players only love you when they're playing. And women, they will come and they will go, you know? That's a fucking big build-up for a dumb Stevie Nicks joke that nobody got. Thank you very much.
Give it up for Ricky Kerrigan. I don't know what you guys think, but I think he deserved to be a little bit better than secondhand news, personally. Hey, oh, boom. Well, will he get hired? I don't know. I'm hearing rumors. Boom. Okay, shit. That deserved better than one person gave it. All right. Well, I don't know. I mean, Ricky Kerrigan is, you know, technically, considering how he's a real person, unlike... the Star Trek lady or Lando Calrissian, he still is technically in the front running to coach the Piss Goblin. So let's see what this next person has to offer. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Friendly Town City Council floor, Sam the Sadistic.
Oh, shit. It's pronounced Sam the Sadistic. Sorcerer to Friendly Town. Goblins are smelly pissers. Distrustful, weak, and stupid! But they can be controlled. I can do it. I can win. I have experience with all the slimy, slithering creatures in the sewers under Friendly Town. I have conditions. One more goblins. They break and they break and they're tasty. Two half orcs for motivation. And three, my plans for the expansion of my sadistic dungeon in the sewers has been held up with red tape for months! I can win! I can win! I can win! I can win! I can win!
Give it up for whatever the hell that was. Sam the Sudistique. With a Q. There's a Q. It's got a trademark next to it. All right, your next presenter is a mayor familiar to Friendly Town. You know, I'm not just saying he knows a lot about football because he looks like he probably could have played football at some point in his life. He's very tall, and that's honestly why we hired him. It's his height. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up. Yeah, give it a slow clap for Josh Lampley.
Is there a way I can plug in my mic? Or I'll use yours. Hello, Friendly Town. Welcome to TEDx Berkeley. I hear you've all been having some issues. And I'm here to alleviate them. Now, I'm sure, as many of you can remember, back in the good old days when the Friendly Town Piss Goblins would run through the F, which of course meant that half of the team had to take a abrupt right turn halfway up the tunnel, and then the other half took an abrupt right turn at the end of the tunnel to the right. That's how you run through an F. And we're all having these fond memories of these good times that we had together here in Friendly Town, and now they are gone. 0-16 for three straight seasons. That equals 48. Is that right? 48. Now, of course, I didn't come up here without a plan or an answer for what you're looking for, so I took inspiration from the one person that I look to when I'm in times of need or distress. I look to Jeremy Piven. And Jeremy Piven is starring in a CBS hit drama called Wisdom of the Crowd. And it's all about using crowdsource crime solving to solve crimes. And so what I'm suggesting is crowdsource football coaching. No, for solving football related issues. They could be crimes to humanity, yes. Now, of course, maybe you guys have paid attention to the news recently. There was a bit of a hubbub in Knoxville, Tennessee. A coach was hired and then fired within a two-hour period. And that was the fans speaking their mind. You're damn straight, is what they say. Now, what I suggest is that we, the people of Friendly Town, I didn't hear that one. What was that? He's a Yankee. Shit. Shit indeed. We're in deep shit right now. We're 0-48, and I think it's about time for the people of Friendly Town to take back what's theirs. Use your Facebook accounts, your LinkedIn accounts. Give me your Roku passwords. And together we as a people can bring down our enemies. Now, of course, the players will love it because they're extremely used to fat, overweight white men telling them what to do, so this won't be any different. Except this time, those those gracious men who are expelling their football knowledge upon people, whether they like it or not, can do it from the comfort of their own couches. They don't have to leave. They can control what's happening on their screen. This is America. This is the future of football. Now, of course, potatoes. Potatoes. You say potato, I say not right now. Now's not the time for appetizers. Now's the time to save this program. Now, of course, I don't want to take up all of your time here, so I'm going to run through my notes and just read these off to you rapid fire. Success will emerge when a platform is created to support success. Internet. Real-time crowd. Shit, did that already. One coach equals one decision. A million brains can also equal one better decision. Democracy proves that this is always true. Have the people ever collectively made a bad decision? The proof, of course, is in the pudding. Now, there will be no pudding. No post-game conferences. None of that. But in order to understand why this idea is so revolutionary, we let the fans call the plays. We let them design the uniforms. And we've therefore allowed them to shoulder all blame. And if you hire me as the new AD, I promise to only use your Roku, Hulu, HBO Goo passwords. And I won't touch the football team. I won't even watch them. And eventually, at the end of it all, we can slowly transition what the fans are voting for to happen, like when Reddit played Pokemon. Exactly. We'll slowly transition their games to just simulated games from Madden 18. And we can begin to focus our energy on what is really important to this community. And that is, of course, the last note. We are going to be able to focus on amateur diving.
All right, so I got some bad news. Because we just transitioned to a TED Expo, we all technically owe the city government, and we owe TED, the company TED, $10,000 each. So just drop it in the jar on the way out after the show. It'll be okay. We'll cover the rest with the money that we had earmarked for education, but I guess we don't need that anymore. We have football, ladies and gentlemen.
Football,
your next presenter, very talented mayor. Very funny mayor. I'm sure he's got a brilliant idea. Give it up for Clinton Ricks.
Flying bison is what my nominee has. My name is Clinton Ricks. I'm the president of the Friendly Town Avatar Aang Fan Club. We think our coach would be perfect because he's taken down the Fire Nation Empire. I didn't hear of any other coaches doing that. I think that no other coaches also have mastered the four elements. So we'd save a lot of money on having a water boy. Because you don't have to worry about the field being manicured, earthbending. Light a fire under that ass. I'm just saying. Everything's there. It's getting too hot outside. Whoosh. What else? I think in the last season, our coach had a dope-ass fade. Any other coaches have that? No. Any other you coaches piss soccer off any recently? Nope. That's how many things I put in my phone, so. Yeah.
I just knew we'd wind up with a coach directed by James Cameron. I just knew it. Every fucking time we try to do this, James Cameron just keeps creeping into our meetings. Well, I'm not having any of it. I'm not going to have any of it. But I would like... I know there's the cartoon, the good one. I know there's the good one. I'm aware of it. I just wanted to remind you all, no James Cameron. None. I've had it with all the James Cameron references and Celine Dion reference. Just fucking nothing but... It's been nothing but James Cameron references tonight. You guys haven't noticed it, but I have. Your next presenter is one of the producers of Friendly Town, and as I mentioned previously, you can see him at Hex Yeah this Friday night at Hexagon Brewing. Give it up for St. Thomas Ledoux.
Everybody's getting all upset, you know, talking about we need a coach, we need this, we need those programs in shambles. Do we need a coach? I'll tell you right now, here's what I think the kids should do. Just let them have at it, you know? Fuck, like, what's the coach ever... Think about every little league sport you ever played. You get coach, and it never works. Because no one wants to listen. What's the point? Everyone's just there to forget where they came from. It's been a long week. Your wife hasn't talked to you in 4 days since you got canned. You haven't been able to tell the kids because Christmas is coming up, but you don't want to have to break it to them that it's not going to happen because they don't know how the real economy works. They still think the Santa economy works. Meanwhile, there's a football game on Friday, and for just like 2 hours, it doesn't matter how it goes. No one cares how it goes. There's no consequences. You can just go and scream at a big field of grass for like 2 good hours. Just 2 good hours of proper, just you feel like you're in control again. And meanwhile, those kids are out there, they're having fun, you know? My football coach would always tell me, he'd be like, you know, if you do a good job, when after say you block for a man, he gets the run, he makes the score. Then he can come up, he'd pat you in the butt at the end and say, good job. Why's he always got to pat me in the butt? What's that about? Every time I was congratulated on a football team when I was age 11 to age 15. Got my butt pat anytime I did anything good. What kind of reinforcement is that? What signal is that supposed to send to me? What, I don't get to have my butt pat when I'm doing bad, only when I'm doing good? It's conditional. Is that how love works? Your relationship with your line is sacred. They're with you thick and thin. You can't throw a pass, guess what? They still got a block. Because they care about you, they support you, and they know that eventually you're going to do it. You can't block, guess what? Your quarterback's still going to scramble. You know why? Because they love you, they support you, and the next time you're going to do it. So just pat a butt. It doesn't matter. Meanwhile, center gets his nuts felt every play. It's not fair. What'd he do to be so special? Why are all these arbitrary rules put in place by coaches over who gets to pat whose butt and who gets to grab whose nuts? Just let the kids out there just have a good time. Pat whose ever butt they want. Grab whose ever nuts they want. They'll figure it out. They want to play football. I mean, you know, they'll go out there and it'll happen or it won't, you know? What good? How are you going to teach a bunch of kids 30 years younger than you to play a sport that you haven't played in 30 years? What the fuck? When was the last time you saw your high school football coach run or catch or do anything physical? You know who my high school football coach was? His name was Coach Thurmer. Coach Sermer taking a survey of the room. At least three times as fat as anybody in this room. And more like, well, never mind, if I get statistical, someone might feel bad. Coach Sermer's a big dude. You know how he got so big? Abused steroids all the way through college and then stopped. Turns out, when you weigh 300 pounds, you can't just unweigh 300 pounds. So Coach Sermer was something of a sight to behold. My favorite memory of Coach Sermer was one time on the field. I was standing with my friend behind him. He was calling plays. And we noticed every time Coach Sermer would shuffle around. Well, before we get to this point, I should preface. Coach Sermer has two butts. He's got a macro butt. And then in the center, like a little micro butt between his, where the butt cheeks coalesce. And as he's out there shouting at kids and patting butts, every time he would move his own butt, some little bugs would come out. Swear to God, bugs. The actual gnats, they were white. How the fuck's that motherfucker know to run a spread? He's got bugs up his ass. I once witnessed Coach Sermer tell a 15-year-old that if he really wanted to get swole, he should think about anabolic steroids. That 15-year-old now works at a gas station off Union Avenue in Memphis, Tennessee. His name's Chase Gaines. You can go visit him anytime you want. He will sell you a pack of peanuts and a soda. And flex you his guns if you ask real nice.
Let's go right now.
Field trip! They do have sushi at this gas station, actually. Maybe it's off of Poplar, I can't remember. I'm just saying, I played a lot of football when I was a young kid. Gave me a lot of hang-ups. And I tell you one, anything I ever did good in football wasn't because anything my coach told me. Anything I ever did good in football was just me trying to prove to my dad that I was worth it. All right, just years and years of me trying to convince him that I was an artist and he didn't believe me. But, you know, one day, that one time, I knocked that kid over and he was proud of that. So I didn't need a coach to tell me to do that. All I needed was my dad's lack of encouragement. Because that's what makes a good athlete. Someone with hunger. Someone who really, really aims to please. And nobody's trying to please their overweight, mean old steroid abusing football coach with bugs up his butt. All right, so it's just, this is.
All right, so from what I figured out from what we just saw, I think he's proposing that a framed photo of his disappointed father will be the new coach of the Friendlytown Piss Goblins if all goes according to plan. So we'll head to Walgreens, get a nice frame. 8x10 should probably do it. All right, next up we have a very special presentation from the Honorable Mayor Sean Simoneau. Give it up for Sean.
Okay, so I'm a man of science, so I decided to go at this from a scientific perspective to find the perfect coach to be the next head piss goblin. And so the first thing I had to do, of course, was research. Me no sports so good. So had to do a lot of research, had to read a lot of books, History's Best Fictional Sports Coaches, Volume 12. I read all 15 volumes. And, you know, over the course of my research, I consulted more than 350 sports films. I watched more than 2,300 hours of basketball footage and hockey game footage. I dressed like Bill Belichick for a week. He's the coach of the New England Patriots. I developed a nasty Belichick sweatshirt-induced rash, which also turned me evil for a week. I threw a bunch of chairs around a high school gym during a game. I was ejected for that. They threw me out of that gymnasium. Turns out that they do not like you throwing chairs onto a volleyball match court during the game. I also ate a bunch of tobacco, so I am very sick right now. But it was, this was all in the quest to find out what makes a good coach. You know, I don't come at this from a sports fan perspective, so I had to know what makes a good coach. And so I kind of, you know, in my research, found some essential elements that are in all good fictional coaches. A perfect coach is an old pro. You know, you see things like Kyle Chandler's character in Friday Night Lights, Kevin Costner in Bull Durham, Robert Duvall in Days of Thunder. They're old pros. I knew Todd was going to like that one. Fucking, they're old pros, so you need to have that old spirit in there. Also, a perfect coach is a little bit of rough and tumble. You got Walter Matthau in Bad News Bears, Rip Torn in Dodgeball, Gene Hackman in Hoosiers, Emilio Estevez in Mighty Ducks, and Billy Bob Thornton in the Bad News Bears. They're rough and tumble guys. They're not afraid to scrap it up a little bit. They're drinkers. They're brawlers. You need that in a coach. You need to have a little bit of that gruff, that scruff in there. A good coach is also grizzled and wise. They've gone through the grinder and they come out on the other side. They're Tom Hanks in A League of Their Own. They're Al Pacino in Any Given Sunday, where they don't, literally Al Pacino in Any Given Sunday, he says, "I don't know what to say." And then he goes on to say one of the most inspirational speeches in all the sports movies. I mean, it doesn't make sense, but it is there. It's that je ne sais quoi that's in a good coach. But also, coaches are a little goofy and lighthearted. They're, you know, Henry Winkler and The Waterboy and Rodney Dangerfield and Ladybugs and John Candy and Cool Runnings. Yeah. So there's all four of these elements here. But my question is, how do we compact these essences into one being? And to me, the answer is very simple. Unlicensed genetic engineering! We've done it before, we'll do it again! Now, for those of you who have been coming to the Friendly Town Town Council meetings for a long time, will realize that we'll recognize that back when we were choosing our town mascot, before we had Boo the Piss Goblin, that we went through a selection process. And I, as a scientist extraordinaire, offered up my genetic engineering knowledge and my facilities to make our next mascot. You may recall that I proposed we have the Fighting Tim Meadows as our mascot. I offered up my genetic facilities. You know, my other thing was our Friendly Town Founder Monster, which was a horrible abomination against God, where we took all the founders of Friendly Town Town Council meetings and fused them into one goo being. But, you know, so this time I just decided to offer up my services yet again. And, you know, I would say, I have 100% success rate, not counting all the times I messed up. Now, you might be asking, Sean, surely you aren't proposing we put all 12 of these figures you mentioned into the teleporter from the fly and fuse them into one grotesque superorganism? And to that I say, don't be ridiculous. You wouldn't even be able to fit all 12 of them inside my teleporter. But also, they're not real. And so that is why I'm proposing that the Friendly Town Town Council give me a small a portion of their funds for this coming fiscal year. And give it to me to realize my next new machine that I am building, the Realitimizer. This is a machine that will be able to take fictional characters and make them real. It is essentially a molecular assembler in which I can take all these figures I mentioned and make them into real people. So, for example, is Rodney Dangerfield from the film Ladybugs. So we will take the Realitimizer with money from Friendly Town Town Council and make the Realitimizer turn all these fictional characters into real people. Then from the next step, we will open up their brain case, remove their brains, and then assemble them into what I'm calling Coach Brainbot 12,000. This is my candidate for the next coach of the Friendly Town Piss Goblins. Yes, Coach Brainbot 12,000 has the brains of all 12 of those inspirational figures that I mentioned before into one indestructible robotic body. We will put the brains into a nutrient goo that'll float in some fish tanks, and this will be all assembled into one robotic organism, which is at the pinnacle of football technology. The Coach Brainbot 12,000 will be able to simulate each play 12 million times per second and will judge the best play in mere seconds. The Coach Brainbot 12,000 has every single inspirational speech from every single sports movie ever made into its archives, and it can communicate silently via techno-telepathy, but you will have to implant the players with a neural implant. It's just a simple procedure. We just take a drill, and we drill into your head, and then we put a little thing inside your head, and then we put a Band-Aid over the hole. It's a simple procedure is all. And also, it will dispense a Nuo Gatorade out of the back of the brain tanks. It's essentially just the nutrient goo that the brains are floating in that you can then pour out, and it's been shown to enhance cognitive abilities. So, you know, if the players, they drink the Nuo Gatorade from the brain tanks, and they, you know, gain mental powers, also maybe a couple extra fingers. But that hasn't been proven yet, has not been conclusively proven yet. But the Coach Brainbot has robo tentacles that can easily crush aircraft grade aluminum. They have carbon neutral plasma boosters, and they're programmed to never cover up egregious corruption and sex assault scandals ever. So I believe that Coach Brainbot 12,000 will make the best coach for the Friendly Town Piss Goblins. So please give me some money so I can make the Realitimizer reality. Thank you very much.
All right, BrainBot 5,000. I think 12, that we have 12,000. I'm sorry. Well, 5,000 plus 7,000. I was about to say it before you so rudely interrupted me with your science talk. Ladies and gentlemen, please, one more time. Sean Simoneau. Dr. Sean Simoneau. Of the lab in the nuclear wasteland to our northwest, which we do not talk about also. Article 14, Friendly Town City Council. Your next presenter, let's see if he can top the BrainBot 12,000. He is one of our Friendly Town City Council founders, and he's a very funny gentleman. Please give it up for Mayor John Hurst.
You know, everyone out here, they presented a lot of great ideas, and a lot of thought has been put into it, but I come from a long line of Piss Goblin fans. I'm from the old school. My grandfather was a Piss Goblin fan. My father, after him, I'm a Piss Goblin fan. My grandfather, though, he was probably the pissiest Piss Goblin fan this side of... It's hard to say a lot of P's at once. That's how much of a Piss Goblin fan he was. But let me tell you something. When I inherited his slaughterhouse afterwards, when I was trying to clean that up, and it turns out that 20 years of meat in there does not turn into jerky as I hoped. It just does not. He just left it that way. I walked in there, and I saw he had the memorabilia on the walls. The Piss Goblins win in 1998. Piss Goblins win. Piss Goblins win. What do they do now? They do the opposite. They lose. And I think we're missing something in this generation that those past generations did not have. And I think in there, my grandfather had devised a scheme, a new creation to help with this. And I think that can truly be the new Friendly Town Piss Goblin coach. So, Mayor Tyler, if you would please hit play. You hear that sound? The little, the dull bass thumping? Turn it up just a tad if you don't mind. Yeah. Yeah, feel it in your head. Feel it in your brains. You know what that is? That's a training montage about to happen right now, right here. We of Friendly Town Piss Goblins, we are going to incorporate an actual training montage as our coach to inspire us to bring forth a new victory that we have not seen beforehand since. Because all those kids, they're sitting down in this chair. They're looking down at the ground with nothing, no hope in their heads. And they're just looking sad. But then they hear the sound. They look up. Eyes full of determination. They look around and they realize that they must act, and they have to go through that sequence. There's a part where they're all running together and they fall over and they really dumb stuff because they can't figure out how to run. That's how bad our team is nowadays. And they have to do the thing like, you know, like beating up meat like Rocky, or what, you know, like crossing rope, doing that cool thing where they twist their hands, cross their hands together, and like jumping over, they're tripping over it. But they get better. They get better throughout time. Through this 3 to 5 minute sequence in the movie, I mean, the season. They can get better. We can teach the kids one by one, and they will learn from each other in this statement. And they'll probably have some words in the middle like, you gotta do your best, but don't be like all the rest. Just be with your friends. Your friends! And they get better. And finally, at the end, they're all getting together. They're shooting For some reason, they're shooting the three-point basketball shot. This is how deep the training has gone. It's gone too far. They have no turning back. But this is what it means to be a piss goblin now. They look around. The kid who has not made a three-pointer, despite the fact he is a football kicker. He makes it, and they all celebrate, and they freeze frame in the midair. A new feature brought to you by the training montage coach, who has no actual body. He's just there in spirit. Oh, he was within them the whole time. The problem with this, getting a training montage is really good. It makes the first and second quarter of any game really boring, because the third and fourth period is where everyone gets together and actually like bring up their spirit, and they come back to win in the end. Very exciting. So ticket sales might be down, but I guarantee you, for your friendly town, the Piss Goblins can be a winning team again. And it only takes a series of training montages to make it happen. Are you with me, friendly town? Yeah! Thank you.
I can feel the power of the training montage. And Jesus, that's what this is about, right? That's okay. Just making sure. Just making sure. I think I oh God, my blood is pumping right now. So oh my God, I can't even describe how much my blood is coursing through my veins right now. My heart is just racing. There's only one way. There's only one way that can possibly be topped. Bringing in a former Friendly Town professional wrestler. Not just someone who's he's been in the game for a long time, you guys. Our next presenter has been in the game since the QED era. That's how long this guy has been with us. Please put your hands together for Stumble Mumble!
Hello, Friendly Town! How are we doing? I am the Stumble Mumble, and I'm here to be your new coach! Woo! Alright! I have some lists of reasons why I should be your coach. I have experience in wrestling and hot dog eating. I'm here to be your new coach. All right, the Stumble Mumble. I have a few things I want to say. I believe in a foundation where we promote from within. Just last week, I was a janitor. They moved me up to lunch lady, and now I'm going to be your new coach. Woo! What was that? Woo! Yeah, I can't hear you. My throat's too big. Stumble Mumble once again, and I have a few things I kind of want to be your new PE coach. PE! Boo! Mumble, stumble, mumble, grumble, crumble, whatever I am. I don't like PE. I don't like PE. I think we should get rid of it. We need to get rid of PE. PE stands for, y'all know, right? No, almost. Punish everyone. It stands for punish everyone, and we need to get away with it. We need to do away with it. And that's how we're going to build this foundation, right? I'm the Stumble Mumble. Woo! I'm here to make our enemies crumbles and your mamas grumble. Woo! Because I am the Stumble Mumble. Woo! I have another thought. We need more female piss goblins on this committee team thingy. Okay. Are you with me, Friendly Town? Woo! We're gonna build this foundation chick by chick. You know what I'm saying? The Stumble Mumble. And I know you're all a little concerned. If you're gonna hire me as a coach, I've gotta teach a class. Well, don't worry. I don't know much. So history, right? I don't know, but I'm Stumble Mumble. Don't forget it, I'm your new coach.
Stumble Mumble! Oh my God, my illusions have been shattered. We've got a couple more presenters, a couple more possibilities for someone who's going to pull this football team out the toilet and into the stratosphere. I got a good feeling about this next presenter. She comes to us. She's been away from us for a little while, scouting the football coach pastures, as we call it. She's been exploring, trying to figure out who the next best coach is going to be or what the next best coach is going to be. And she's got a report for us right now. Give it up for Juniper Stinnett.
So yeah, I've been hunting for a second. I'm gonna sit down with you. I'm fucking tired of standing. Bullshit. My conclusion in my travels is that hierarchy in general is bad. So I like to think of myself as an anarchist, which is great because Friendly Time is basically anarchy, which doesn't mean chaos, y'all. It just means there's no one telling you what to do. So I think, and given how like violent our games are, I mean, there was that game in 2009 where we just threw nails on the field and the other people got like, that's how we won the championship. They had nails in their feet. Like, a couple of players died from tetanus. That's not our problem. Fuck Trump Village. So I'm thinking this is a great opportunity to, I think maybe we should do away with the idea of coaches altogether and leaders and people in charge. Fuck all that. Doesn't help. You know? It's just it's like, I'm telling you what to do. Blah. We need to have, it's kind of like how presidents were in America before they were just, sitting in an office and telling young, poor people of color to go to war. They were like on the battlefield themselves, and bro, I'm on a sword and a gun and I'm on a river and stuff. And they were fucking assholes too, because it's whatever. America's built the genocide. And anyways, that's not the point. The point is this an opportunity to induct people into positions of coaching that we just really want to see injured. You feel me? Think about, close your eyes with me and imagine somebody you want to see hurt really badly. I'm sure many of us are thinking about the same person. And I think, it's we just gotta and Friendly Don Currency, it's mutable. Because we don't exactly abide by typical capitalist standards, we have our own kind of currency and shit, whatever. So we could just give him we need to find our own art of the deal and just get somebody in here who we really want to be injured. And I just think there's so many opportunities, but I don't think that having a coach is the way to go. I mean Chum Village has a coach and they're not doing shit. Fuck them. They're all still recovering from grave injuries. But my conclusion is no coaches. Think about someone you want to see hurt real bad. I'm thinking that Santorum motherfucker would be a great person. Is he doing shit these days? What's he doing? His reputation's ruined. It's like, hey man, you want to be a coach? Or another alternative, if we have to have a coach, we can just call up Knoxville because they keep firing coaches. This motherfucker's looking for a job. Whatever. Brady Hoke, I think is his name. I don't know. I don't know shit about football. I'm just gonna be real with you. I didn't learn anything about football. I just smoked a lot of weed. All around the world. And thank you for spending y'all's gracious taxpayer money for me to do that. I just want to be transparent. So yeah, no coach, except for someone we tricked to being coach who actually plays on the team to get hurt grievously. Against Chum Village, and we also need to put more nails in the field, man, on their side of the team because we gotta hurt more people.
Juniper, I said at the beginning of the show, do not talk about the incident that got us stripped of all those wins. Ixnay on the Ailsnay. Ixnay on the Ailsnay. It's all right. Juniper, everyone, one more time. This next person comes to us at the recommendation of Mayor Josh, who's been doing some scouting, and he sent this candidate our way. Ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise for Gongurry.
I'm here to address some concerns. My name is Gongurry. I am the athletic director for Friendly Town University, FU. And So I know a lot of people are upset about me retaining the coach this season. Feminine bones. For as long as I did. But there were reasons for that. And the hiring process has been slow to reflect some of those reasons. I know the budget right now is actually very tight. A lot of people don't know that. So it's just I know that sounds like a bag of coins I might have been offered. It's actually keys. It's keys from they go to a lot of empty rooms where there's not money. Hold on, I'm getting a call. 1 second, sorry. Person, because I'm wearing fictionalized school colors now and a hat. So my name is Fulop Filmer, and I'm the new athletic director. So I'm going to address concerns immediately through the only way that our fan base seemingly knows how: Twitter. First tweet says, "Wow, you can really tell it's Fulop Filmer now because he's wearing a hat and glasses. That's cool." I'm glad Gon Gurry is out. Hashtag Gon is gone. This search is terrible. F you, we deserve better. Gurry is gone, and I'm glad to see his milquetoast ass out of there. Milquetoast is a weird term because it's kind of racist in that it's describing somebody by the color of their skin, but also the color of the food that they stereotypically eat. It's kind of fucked up. Nobody calls Asian people ramen wonton. Like, that's not... Anyway. This tweet says here, Filmer, help us get full up on championships. Hashtag Goblin Rings. Here's another tweet. Says, I'm pissed off at being pissed on. We're the pissed goblins, but they'll be the ones goblin... That's lewd. That's clever, though. That's clever. Anyway. So you might remember me from the late 90s when I took our team to unparalleled success by pioneering both respectful and disrespectful additions to the game, such as when your team's up by 40, throwing the ball away once every drive, and specifically throwing the ball away at people not Steve Spurrier. That was very popular. So we're going to go back to that time. We're going to beat all of our rivals here, the kobolds, the orcs, the gorgons, and the trolls, who are the worst on Twitter. And I even am sporting the mascot on my socks. I went through the extra effort, and his name is not Pissin' Pete, because it turns out he has a name already, and I bothered to think up a pun that was relevant, so that's fine. So I want to address what people are here about, the coaching issue. There are some coaches who are out or were hired before we were able to get to them, such as Harry Patterdad and Bimbo Hunter. There are, unfortunately, also Monster Night Football host Jaundice Guchen. He's out. That's not a realistic expectation. With help from famous people in our athletic department, such as Pay Little Boying, we're looking at coaching names like More Kilometers and G. Marsteel. If anyone got that last pun, credit to you. It's a stretch. It's a real stretch. And I'm open now to questions. I know there's a very concerned group of people here. No questions. One question. You mean in quarters or real time?
Because when you're throwing the ball away once every possession to hit Steve Spurrier in the head, it takes a lot longer, but it's much more enjoyable. Yeah.
Who would win in a fight, a bear or an eagle?
Well, to my knowledge, the only mascots we have in this universe are fictionalized creatures, so bears and eagles being, like, real mascots, I don't... If the NFL is any place to look to, definitely eagles, for sure. Yeah. Yeah?
Where are you going to buy the nails from?
Yes. The... Own it!
Buy nails for what?
Hmm? You tell us.
Yeah?
I got a question.
Sure.
What's your policy on butt padding?
Butt padding, like patting someone on the butt or having padding on your butt? Because both are important. But the problem with the padding on your butt is it also diminishes the joy of the padding on the butt. So it's kind of a catch-22, unfortunately.
What are you gonna do?
I think it's really just about having, you know, most players on a football team line up on the left or right, have padding on one side of the ass, you pat the hand on the other, you take hits on the one. I think that's really the best solution that you can have for that problem. Sure.
What are you going to do with the 10,000 empty seats in our stadium?
10,000 empty seats? Well, we just need to add more press boxes and get rid of seats. I think that's the trendy thing right now. So, not a problem. Put more rich people in there.
Question! How do you cook your goblins? Liar!
It's true. I've never cooked a goblin, to be fair. Although, being the athletic director of a team meant to support goblins, I feel like that could cause some ethical questions I'm not ready to tackle. Last question.
How do you answer my question?
Yeah, ethical questions? How will I handle that? Probably with a very hands-off approach like most athletic directors. So, that's...
Thank you. Everyone give it up for Fuller Filmer. Philip Filmer. Who's got laundry to do? All right. There you go.
Just keys.
Keys to success. We can only assume. We have one more presenter, and then I think we're going to decide who our friendly town coach is going to be. This person came to us recently. Turns out, one of the world's top authorities on football shit. That's her degree. From Friendly Town Polytechnic University. Please give it up for Monica Miller.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. I'm hearing a lot of people here at Friendly Town Council meeting talking about how to fix our football program, but I think we're asking the wrong question, okay? I think the question is, why the fuck are we still trying to play football? Okay? I mean, I don't know if you know, guys know about this, but there's like other sports that have balls. And some of those balls are round. Okay, so I don't know if you guys heard about this thing where, like, humans invented, like, the wheel. But these round balls are like a wheel, but in all directions. So they roll. They, like, roll on the ground. Okay, so I'm just thinking maybe we could get to whatever fucking century it was when we came up with that. And have the balls that roll on the ground. Also, I've been reading a lot of research, and it seems like, it turns out that getting knocked to the ground over and over and over and over again actually can cause brain damage, even if you are wearing a helmet. And so... I think I see a lot of parents not wanting to put their kids in football programs, and I think we should be really concerned with that trend because, you know, you all may not know, but parenting involves a lot of sacrifices, and, you know, personally, you know, like, parents raising the kids for all those years just to, like, have them go out there and get brain damage. I mean, it's really, like, heartbreaking. And, like, personally, I'm like not a mother because I don't want to like ruin my vagina giving birth. And I know ruins might seem like a strong word, but it is a great vagina. And, you know, if it was like not good to begin with, I might say I don't want to give birth because it might make my vagina like even worse. But because it is a perfect and beautiful gift from the goddess to the worthy man of the world, I am going to use the word ruin. So yes, I can identify with parents thinking about trying to put their kids in a football program. But let's say like I did decide to give birth to a son, right? Because like we are talking about football, right? Let's say I did that, and then he was I took all this effort, like not sleeping for like 1 to 6 years or however long it takes to like breastfeed kids these days. I'm not up on the parenting blogs, as I'm not sure. But so then I'm like raising this young man, and then I just thought of another reason I couldn't be a mother, because he'd like probably leave his socks on the ground. But not just like for one night, which is okay, like that's fine. But like on the third day of socks on the ground, I might fucking snap, and I'll be like, "You ruined my vagina. I'm gonna fucking kill you." Okay. But let's say he didn't leave his socks on the ground, and he got to grow up. He got to grow up to be a beautiful young man. And then he was thinking about, you know what? I just thought of another reason I couldn't be a mother. The idea, it really bothers me, the idea that there would be a beautiful young man out there that I couldn't have sex with. Okay, like, I know it's because I'm his mother. But that's why I'm not doing it. And I don't want, like, nobody freak out. Okay, like, like I cannot, like, I don't want to be his mother. And I'm, like, can't even get pregnant because I have an IUD. Like, the good kind that has drugs in it, not the scrap metal kind. Oh, my God, you guys, I'm so good at talking about sports. Am I right? Anyway, if you guys think that I'm going to let that young man that I gave birth to, wanted to murder, and can't fuck, and you think I'm going to let this young man walk out onto a football field to get ran over and knocked to the ground at high velocity, not just on accident, it happens with all sports, but intentionally and constantly so he can get fucking brain damage? Y'all are out of your goddamn minds! Okay? So I say, forget the football! Okay? We replace the football with soccer. Okay, shut up. I know what you're thinking. You're racist. And, we replace the football with soccer, but we keep some of the American flavor in it. We keep the halftime show and the cheerleaders and the weird snacks, okay? And then we, like, won't set cars on fire when our team loses, okay? So it'd be like a uniquely American version of soccer, and we can call it American football. Thanks, you guys.
So many sex scandals waiting to happen that we are just not equipped to handle as a football program here at Friendly Town Piss Goblins HQ. All right, what do you guys say? Do you think we're going to just convert our team to a hockey team or soccer team? You think that that's the best course of action?
More nails.
No, we're not talking about the nails. All right, we're okay. You know what? That's the most logical thing I've heard all night. We're going to just turn our football team into a diving program. And synchronize, we're going to keep Coach Brainbot 12,000. We're going to keep Coach Brainbot 12,000, and we're going to make the football players just become synchronized swimmers. 11 pairs of synchronized swimmers, all with elaborate routines inspired by football, so we can keep that flavor in there. And they
flavored mouth guards,
too.
Can the Brainbot have a picture of St. Thomas's dad and play train?
Yes, yeah. I mean, it's going to be tacked on there. Like, it's just going to be, like, stuck on the top of Brainbot's, like, head in front of, you know, next to where the Gatorade comes out. And that's pretty much, that's, yeah, Todd, what do you want to say?
Can we all go stop for ice cream?
Look. We've already talked about one of the scandals that's rocked this program, one of the incidents that's rocked this program. But if they find out in Chum Village about our daily, weekly ice cream trips, we are going to be no one's going to come to our games. Those 50,000 empty seats are going to remain empty because we're wasting all our money on buying ice cream for the players. Not just ice cream, ice cream for the players. We can't do that. We can't have a respectable organization. Yes, Mayor John.
I have a counterpoint. It's good ice cream. I like ice cream.
Okay. All right, I've got a solution. Brainbot 12,000 is going to have, you know, a picture of St. Thomas's disappointed father nailed to its side. It's going to teach the football players how to synchronize swim and dive. And while they're on the diving board, they have to finish one cone of delicious Grohmann's ice cream available around the corner from the old hummus factory. It's in the hummus district in Friendlytown. Delicious flavored ice cream. And we're going to rise above you guys. I think we can do this together. Training montage, rise above the ice cream, the whole ice cream incident. I think that we've got our new coach. Friendlytown has its new football coach. Friendlytown Piss Goblins got its new coach. Give it up for that. Yeah, sure, it makes no fucking sense whatsoever, but, you know, we're not predicated upon reality here. We play with the outer reaches of the possibilities every week right here, Monday nights. Next week, as I previously mentioned, we do not have the show here on